Mini-episode 1856 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge 2025 preview of the NFC West. You have with you today original FDH Lounge dignitaries Rick Morris and Chris Galloway. We're taking a look just at this division here right now. If you want a little bit of a macro level look at the NFL for this year, go back to the first in this series, which is on the NFC East. We go through some macro level thoughts. Everything else is just breaking down the specific divisions. The format comes from Fantasy Football Draftology 2025, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com, and look for it on page 18. One run-on sentence for each NFC team. This time around, it's the NFC West. This is how we have the team slotted, or I do, I should say. It's the royal we, the editorial we, as they say in the Big Lebowski. This is how I have the team slotted. I have the defending champion Rams up top here. The roster remains too top-heavy to return to the Super Bowl, but retaining the championship of a retrenching division is well within reach. Quick note here, too. They're not quite as stars and scrubs as they've been over the last couple of years. Some of that comes from actually using some of their higher draft picks. Imagine that, kids. San Francisco. If this line doesn't get Brock Purdy murdered, then the retooling era in San Fran will be brief. Arizona, if they can block and flash enough weapons in the passing game, then this team has a high ceiling, but that's a big if. Seattle, with the team still in the early stages of the post-Carroll roster turnover, this looks like a rough season. By the way, before I throw it to you, Chris, I just want to expand on Seattle a bit here. I also have on page 18 in the guide the remaining NFC team needs Seattle. They got a lot of them. Offensive tackle, linebacker, cornerback, defensive tackle, wide receiver, center. They're just the beginning of turning this thing over. They could be good in another year or two, but this is their nadir this year, I think. But Chris, your thoughts on my thoughts for the NFC West?
I hear a lot of what you're saying. I think the Rams are they've managed to retool on the fly and improve that roster. They're going to win the division. The coaching remains excellent, and in what is going to be a very competitive division, in my opinion, they are going to come out on top. In fact, I have it as a Rams Packers NFC Championship game. Newsflash for that future segment when we get to the postseason one.
Okay,
I've got penciled in Rams Packers in the NFC Championship game. So obviously I like them to win the division. Cardinals in second place. I'm not as big a believer in the 49ers despite their weak schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not as big a believer in Brock Purdy as some people are. I think that there's a real possibility that offensive line is a struggle bus. I think that I saw this great meme on Twitter the other day, and basically the person tweeted out a thing where he said, Christian McCaffrey's calf every time I draft him, and it's a guy picking up a fall off the bone like turkey leg, and it's been in the smoker all day, and the meat just falls off the boat. I don't think we can believe in him to stay healthy. The wide receiver situation could regress. Offensively, they're going to be missing a couple parts. I think they slide back a bit, and then I have Seattle actually more competitive than you do.
Really? Okay.
But somebody's got to come in last place, and Sam Darnold is just not going to enjoy returning to the West Coast.
No, I don't think so, because of what he's surrounded by here. And I think this is one of these things where I am a big believer, and I actually went out on a limb last year and was wrong. I picked Seattle to make the playoffs. I'm a big Mike McDonald believer. I think he's a very, very, very sharp guy. I think he's going to get the most out of what he has to work with here. So, I mean, if they win eight games, nine, the only scenario where I could see them making the playoffs is if there's a bunch of teams in a tiebreaker at nine wins, and he somehow gets that to go their way. I don't rule out, because of their coach, that they can overachieve and get to that point. But they're a team that looks more like a six-win team to me, approximately, in terms of the talent level of what's there. Talked about it previously, ironically, with Minnesota, which Darnold leaves behind, about how this is just one of those years in terms of the cycle of the contracts and everything like that, where, nobody ever like overtly advertises that they're taking a knee in the middle of, you know, what is a run that they're trying to put together. But in the case of both Minnesota and Seattle, I think that's where we are because of the contracts and basically having to get younger in a number of different places.
I mean, I think he's a good coach. He's proven that. I think he's shown that he can get the most out of guys. I agree with you. The roster's not the best. I think he will squeeze the most out of them. They'll be dangerous. They're going to win some games that maybe they shouldn't. Hey, they might even be smart and put our boy Anthony Tyus III on that roster as maybe the third or fourth running back. That would be brilliant on their part, I think.
Yes.
Because again, as I said on the draft show, Tyus is a guy who reminds me of Le'Veon Bell, early Le'Veon Bell, in terms of his running patience style. So I was glad to see them pick him up and sign him, and hopefully he sticks to that roster. But yeah, I think that's Seattle's problem. Sam Darnold isn't going to have all the beautiful, luxurious weapons indoors that he enjoyed last year in Minnesota. And so it's going to be a little bit of a struggle there. And, I see them as competitive. But I still see them in last place. And that, again, that's not even going to be an indictment on Darnold or on Mike McDonald, the coach. I think they're just, to your point, they're not there yet in terms of the roster and the depth. And again, I think San Francisco takes a stumble back. I think the Cardinals continue to move forward, but I don't think anyone's going to dethrone the Rams in that division.
Well, the Cardinals, the hometown team of FDH Lounge dignitary Derek Allen, which he is now having relocated back to the area, getting to see them on a more regular basis here. They strike me as one of the wider variance teams in the league here. I'm looking at their remaining team needs. Offensive line, and that's a big one, because I think at all three levels they could use some reinforcements there. Wide receiver, somebody to go on the opposite side from Harrison that's a little more reliable. And inside linebacker. So you look at it, and it was like, that doesn't seem the most insurmountable on paper, although, again, as we've said, offensive line, if that's your biggest need and your biggest need collectively, it can really be an issue, as I talked about in a previous segment with the Giants here. But, like, Arizona is a team that just, you know, I think I'd be shocked if they only won, like, five games or whatever. And I guess I'd also be shocked if they won, like, 11 games. But for, like, anything in between, I don't know that I'd necessarily be that surprised.
If they finished 5-12, I would probably go, okay, I can see it. I can see scenarios where that happens. I can see them.
If Murray's hurt. If Murray's not in there, yeah.
Well, so, and of course, that's the case with every NFL
team. Right.
Your starter gets hurt. You're probably not winning many games.
Right.
And look, if you're going to have a bad, shaky offensive line, then at least have a guy who's really hard to tackle. Right. Who can move around and is, you know, is shifty and fast. And, you know, so if the Cardinals can't put it together on that old line, who better than him as your quarterback? Because he's, you know, he's so hard to get your hands on.
Yeah.
Because he's so slippery and so athletic and so fast, you know, sort of like Mighty Mouse. Right. I mean, So, you know, I think it can work for them. And again, I think it works for them sneaking into that second place in the division. I don't think it works more than that for them. I mean, again, I'm a believer in some of their young, you know, some of their young players, like their tight end. I mean, I think they've got some talent. I think the, you know, Harrison has a chance to, wasn't a great start at, you know, in his first year, but you know, I think he does more this year. Mm-hmm. McBride, their tight end. I'm a fan of him. I, you know, so they've got weapons, right? So I feel like they're going to compete every week. As long as, you know, Tyler Murley stays healthy. So, I mean, again, that's the case for every NFL team, you know, I mean,
yeah.
What are the Rams if Stafford goes down?
Oh, right? They're going to suck. I mean, yeah. They're going to be awful. Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, Jordan Love goes down, the Packers are going to suck. I mean, you know, so we can, you know, if Baker Mayfield gets his knee blown out, the Buccaneers are going to suck. I mean, so,
well,
I mean, that's just the reality of being in the NFL.
I always talk about this, that, like, you know, one level of quarterbacks in the league is basically like, you know, 20 to 40. The guys that are like low end starters, high end backups. And by that metric, that means there's about a quarter of the league that wouldn't be screwed if that was the case. There's about eight guys out there. So whatever team is employing Case Keenum this year, I think that's the Bears. So, you know, there are some teams that won't be as screwed if they lose their starting quarterback. It'll still, you know, cut down on what their ceiling is. But, yeah, Arizona is much like just about the rest of the teams in the league here. And Jonathan Gannon, who has been a better coach than I thought that he would be. I made the joke at the time Philadelphia just left them behind on the team flight when they lost the Super Bowl out there. But he has really proved me wrong. So, again, a very entertaining NFC West, I believe, coming up for this year. And that wraps up our coverage of the NFC as far as our divisional previews. Up next, it'll be the AFC previews. We'll run through those. And then, as per usual, the last couple of years, climax that with our playoff picks in a final segment here, an early look at our playoff picks. So I want to thank Chris Galloway for being a part of these great segments here for the NFC. And thank you all for checking out our NFC previews for this year, and this one specifically being our 2025 NFC West preview on the FDH Lounge.